now time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag Noleezy Mad. Hashtag NOLEEZYMAD on my Instagram page at Noleezy. Noleezy Mad today has been brought to you by the Monster Energy Dub Car Show. Tomorrow, ain't that what you say, baby?
Tomorrow,
it is going down at the Park Expo. You can join the Morning Madhouse. We'll be out there checking out the cars, checking out the trucks, checking out the motorcycles. And you know OT Genesis, Young Dolph gonna be in the building. Tickets on sale right now. Just $20. $20 in advance. Going to get the tickets for the Monster Energy Dub Car Show. If you don't know where to get them at, you can log on to our website, power98fm.com. That's right, power98fm.com. All right. Hashtag Noleezy Mad today. Noleezy is mad at Facebook. Come on, Facebook. No, y'all didn't ban the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Mm. Facebook put out a ban yesterday on about four people. Alex Jones, Milo somebody, and another person. And also included Minister Louis Farrakhan. And they said because they always monitor people's pages, and they went on a ban yesterday of far right wing leaders, is what they called it. Said that these people that they banned on yesterday were a danger to society. They spewed hate and they spewed violence. Now, Facebook. There's a lot of people that I see on Facebook that I know for a fact that spew hate, that spew violence, that post things on a daily basis that y'all ain't banned, and they still able to put up content. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, really, Facebook? And you know a lot of people have been up in arms about this thing about Facebook banning the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And all I'm going to say is ain't no way. Like, whether you agree with his views or not, I don't see how you can ban. And I know we live in a country where freedom of speech is a right. Freedom of speech is a right here in the United States. And, you know, Facebook, y'all have the right to, you know, y'all put it out there that y'all have the right to, you know, ban people and things of that nature. But I don't see where Minister Louis Farrakhan spews hate and violence.
He's a black man trying to get black people to stand up for being black. So that's hate.
And that's sad if they're going to ban somebody for doing that. Like I said, I've seen a lot of other people in the organizations that they definitely need to ban and take down, and they won't take them down.
Don't worry. I'll repost his videos. I'll put some videos of Minister Farrakhan.
They said they removed all of his pages, all of his fan pages. And everything, along with the other people that they banned. But this is crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't know what we could do about it. Like, could we write him or something, or could we do anything? But Facebook has banned the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and this is...
They say they go through a lengthy process in order to determine if the person or the account is dangerous. And I really like to see what that process looks like. What do they look for to determine if a person is dangerous? I want to see that process, Facebook.
Do you think his page is dangerous or
I've never followed his page or anything like that. I'm not familiar with it. I know that it was actually, those were the three names, but they actually did ban a couple more.
It was some more people involved.
That were banned from Facebook, and not only Facebook, but Instagram.
Yeah, because Facebook owns Instagram. Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with Louis Farrakhan's, his postings. So I don't know. I would be surprised. I feel like this. If he was spewing hate, mm-hmm. and had a destructive message,
right?
Those videos and those messages would be going viral. We would see them a lot more. There would be no way that you would be able to miss them.
Mm-hmm.
So I the fact that I haven't seen any, and I've scrolled my social media all the time, it really leads me to believe that those messages aren't really true. I don't know. I don't know. If you've seen them, I would love to see them.
Yeah. I've never seen him post a violent, not to me.
Never.
Yeah. What is a violent message to me? I've never, or a dangerous message.
In this day and time, if there was a violent message from coming from Farrakhan, it would be all over.
You know what? You know what? I want to see what Facebook's definition of dangerous and violent is.
It don't take much. That's the thing.
But, you know, we see fights. We see people getting beat up, stabbed, and everything.
But they say that such factors include whether a person or organization has ever called for violence against individuals based on race, ethnicity, or national origin, whether the person has been identified with a hateful ideology, whether they use hate speech or slurs in their section on their social media profiles, and whether they have pages or groups removed from Facebook for violating hate speech rules, according to the spokesperson.
So saying that people from Mexico are murderers and rapists.
Yeah.
And we should ban them from the country.
Hello.
Right.
Message.
Right. All right, man, hit the hashtag. Hashtag no leaves mad. See what else I've been mad about. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.